It is said that the Civil War was the nation's first total war, so called because it involved and affected everyone. This was equally true in Philadelphia. Despite split loyalties and prejudices on the question of abolition, all Philadelphians rallied to support their troops in any way possible, sewing uniforms and blankets, forging arms and ammunition, or providing beds and hot meals in the city's multiple refreshment saloons as troops returned from battle. Perhaps no singular event encompassed this spirit of benevolence more than the Great Central Fair, held in June 1864 on Logan Square, with the goal of raising as much money for sick and wounded soldiers and their families as possible. The Great Central Fair was an undertaking in which every citizen seemed to take part. For 3 weeks, nearly every inch of Logan Square was covered by temporary buildings, including a 500-foot central tent. The fair attracted nearly a 250,000 visitors, including President Lincoln and his wife. The president's appearance bolstered the fair, and he signed 48 copies of the Emancipation Proclamation. Literally, anything that could be sold would be sold. From memorabilia to tchotchkes, relics to figurines, even the shackles worn by John Brown in prison. Also sold was a bronze commemorative medallion onto which was inscribed, "We give our wealth for those who give their health for us." Overall, the fair raised nearly $1.5 million. Many of these items are part of the collections of the Atwater Kent Museum, as are depictions of the fairground at Logan Square. The Atwater Kent Museum is currently undertaking renovations, but much information about their collection is available on their website, www.philadelphiahistory.org.